Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
I do remember going head over the crib. I don't have much recollection of being a toddler.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I do remember all the times that they found me flopped on the floor. Because I remember hitting the floor thinking, that didn't hurt that time.
Right.
That one really hurt. I do remember those feelings and just the pain of hitting the hardwood floor.
Apparently, I could jump out of my crib. As my parents say, they heard a smash in the bedroom. They go in. Apparently, I jumped out of my crib. You know, went over the top and then hit my head on a dresser. They take me to the hospital. I check out. I'm fine. I said later that night, I did the same thing. Jumped out, hit my head again. So when they took me to the doctor the second time, like they separated my parents, you know, and it wasn't quite CPS, but they're like, at this point, they think they're abusing me. So my father's like, look, man, F this. So he took his drill and lowered basically the bed of the crib all the way to the floor. Mm-hmm. So I said, when you put you in, you look like you're in prison. You look like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
But like my father's like, your dumb ass kept jumping out.
I remember, man, my brother, he was 7 years younger than I am. And I can distinctly remember my mother using cloth diapers with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she would wash them in the washing machine.
Yeah.
So it was not uncommon.
Did she wash them with your clothes also, or were they a separate load?
No. She would do all the diapers with one load, but that didn't change the fact that if you had to do the next load going in, man,
right.
Like anything else, it's just like, God, I still remember having to like switch it over, and there's still like some poop on the diapers. It's like, God, why? This is a horrible idea. Why did you think this was going to be great? It's terrible.
Uh-huh.
This is awful. Or you just pick up the washer and she hadn't put all of them in, and you're like, oh, God, this is supposed to clean stuff.
Right.
It smells worse than the bathroom.
It is weird that, like, smelled enough baby poop and see kids puke. Like, the smell is awful.
It's just different, man. And one thing I did not know, the doctors told me this was going to be the case, but, like, when you have a newborn, right, and they're still a super infant, the first couple of times they poop, it's not even like poop. It's just kind of like this tar-looking discharge. It's very sticky thing. It doesn't even like stick to the diaper. You know what I'm saying? It's this weird thing, just whatever they have to process out of their body before they can start pooping. Well, my kid is maybe 4 or 5 days old, and that's all I'd had to deal with. And my wife had just left the house to go to the grocery store. The kid, I can tell, I got to change her diaper. No big deal. Well, this is the first time she actually pooped. Right? You want to be there for their first words or the first steps they take. Not so much their first big poop, but there it was. I'm like, all right, I got this. No problem. So this is the first diaper I am changing with an actual human turd in it instead of that other weird stuff. Well, I turn around and I really, you know, she got her on her back. She started kicking her legs, right? But the thing is, her heels could touch her butt cheeks, which is where the poop was. So she is flinging turds all over the bathroom. It was in my beard, man. It is on my forehead. And I had to grab her now poop-covered ankles. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And like he said, I'm just looking around. Like, I'm looking at her. I know I got to finish changing her, but I'm looking around the bath. There are turds on the mirror. They are on the light bulbs. And like I said, I can feel the piece weighted in my beard. I'm like, I hate this.
Well, not only that, but typically at home, it's not the worst bowel movements in the world. It's whenever you're in the most awkward situation. You're at the grocery store. You're in the car, and the mustard goes up the back. So it's there's like the mustard years. It's either the formula or the breast milk.
Man.
It comes way, it shoots out the back.
Your body's not big enough to produce this much poop, man. Right. I don't understand.
And you're in a place where you don't have a changing table. You don't have all the normal stuff you normally would. And you do carry around a diaper bag, but it's not nearly enough to clean up this mess.
My friends, their first kid, same thing. Like, she's only a few months old, right?
Right.
And we're driving up to get on a ferry outside of, in Anacortes to go over to Lopez Island.
Okay.
Now, up to this point, the kid, it was kind of, they were worried because she was constipated all the time and barely made any noise. But this morning, and I love this kid, Francis decided to scream the entire way up there.
Oh, my God.
Right? And, like, I was already in a bad mood. Something else was going on in my life. Like, I'm not super happy to be, like, taking this trip, period. This baby is screaming the entire way.
And you can't say anything to someone's baby.
No. And they're like apologizing. I'm like, it's okay, whatever.
It's lying.
Right. Then we have to stop on the way and same thing. And I hear my friend being like, I don't know how, but it is all over her back. And this and that. Yeah. Then we're like in the grocery store, but they're still new parents. It's their first kid. So they're not positive, but same thing. Screaming. And I remember at one point, like our one buddy was going to, and I just said, if we miss this ferry, just leave me in Anacortes.
You're
right. Because like I'm pretty good with stuff. But I was just like,
at that point, you're broken.
Right. And like the whole car stinks. And to this day, I don't know how it happened. The baby's in a car seat, but it was all over.
It's amazing. You've never seen it.
Yeah. And you're right. It was that.
It's mustard.
It's you know what? It's that weird mustard you get with your barbecue pork.
Right. The same stuff you can buy at the store.
It's a spicy.
Apparently, babies are born with an anus between their shoulder blades.
It's insane.
Because they poop up. It's like they're in zero gravity. Like, man, everyone else poops.
And they're sitting up when they did it in a car seat.
Like, you're in a sitting position and the poop is going up.
How was the turd involved in the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, can you guys hear me good? I'm on my headphones.
Yeah, you're good.
We got you.
Yeah? All right, cool. So my story's a little different. No kids or nothing. When we were in school in Poland, we were probably, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. Then, you know, weed was just kind of coming around. Everybody wanted to smoke it. Me and a couple buddies stole like one of those chemistry glass tubes that kind of look like a beaker?
Yeah.
And then we had this buddy that like wasn't really like super bright, and everybody like pulled jokes on him, and you know, he was just, if you were gonna go do something to somebody, he was the guy to make fun of and other stuff like that. So we figured that we were gonna load up a dog turd in that pipe and cover it up with some tobacco and tell him that it's like Africana, you know, some kind of a good bud, and he was gonna smoke that, and we like met up in the bathroom because that's where we're smoking our cigarettes and other stuff, and the dude actually took a couple pulls out of that big old piece filled with dog turd. It's pretty brutal.
You got your friend smoke dog poop.
Jesus. Yeah.
So man,
cooking out some. Some big old pops, some dry dog turd with like a little bit of tobacco on top of it.
Did he figure it out or did he keep hitting it?
He took a couple of hits and then everybody started laughing and dying around him. And he kind of figured it out and the smell and everything. So he was pretty pissed at us for like the next 2 days.
I bet he was.
Damn, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good one, guys.
Yeah, man. So call anytime.
Damn, Peter with a quick old drive by then. All right, I'm out.
That's pretty funny.
Damn.
Made your buddy smoke tobacco and turds out of a beaker.
Yeah, man.
How was a turd involved in the story? 206-421-ROCK.
I didn't even ask him. Like, how'd you get the turd in the beaker?
I know, man. It's like, we were bored and he was stupid. Okay. That's basically why they did it.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Down in the dungeon basement studio bar of the wonderful Ryan Castle. How are you?
You know, today's Sit and Spin got me thinking about the accidental insult. When you're trying to be nice, but it comes off like an insult, like when you meet a musician, and Miles, you've probably done this, you say something like, I used to love your band.
Well, I mean, I've never said that.
Or, you're taller than I thought you'd be.
Can you sign this for my dad? He thinks you're great.
Yeah.
Right? Or when your show wins most improved of the year.
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those.
Yeah, you guys did get one of those. And it's meant to be nice, but it comes off a little...
Are you sure?
It's kind of like...
So today we're talking about one-hit wonders. And, you know, some people take offense to the term one-hit wonder like it's somehow... disparaging towards the band, but I've always said it's better to be a one-hit wonder than a no-hit nobody, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. They're still making money. They at least did a song that a lot of people liked.
You can you can make a career off of one big song.
You can.
Yeah. You absolutely can.
Now, how many songs do you have that were hits? Because they have one more than me.
I think the guy who did Cars.
Gary Newman.
Yeah.
That's why I know his name.
He's still probably cashing checks from that song. Hit a song.
And I want to say that song resurfaced in the last 2 years, some commercial for something. And I immediately thought, he's going back to the bank again. Because I guarantee him, they say, can we use this? He's like, hell yeah, you can use it. Yeah.
Well, what I would do is...
I mean, hear Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back once a year in something else. You know, it's in a movie, it's in a TV commercial, it's in a, you know, whatever.
We're not going to take it as being a political song. It is used for tampons. I mean, like, that song covers everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we get ready for Live Day, which is our one-hit wonder masquerade ball, I look forward to which one of you is going to be Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Easily recognizable.
I thought we would look at the greatest rock one-hit wonders of all time today on Sit and Spin.
Okay. These are the 10 greatest rock and roll one-hit wonders of all time.
Number 10.
I'm not sick, but I'm now we start right here at home in Seattle with Harvey Danger and their Jam Flagpole Sit-Up.
Harvey Danger, thank you. I've heard the song a million times. I don't dislike it. People say, who sings it? Like, don't know.
Harvey Danger.
Somebody that sounds like Green Day, but not Green Day. This song sounds a lot like Green Day to me.
They're one of those bands that goes on tour like seven other bands.
Because they have to.
They get about 15 minutes of stage time and then they get out.
It makes sense. So if you're going to see a one-hit wonder tour, like, look, man, they're only going to play about three songs each.
No more than four songs.
Right.
And you know what you're finishing with. So let's not even pretend that you don't.
You should open and close with this song.
Right. I have seen bands do that.
What, for
not
real?
Not Harvey Danger, but I have seen bands do that.
Open and close with the same
song, yeah.
What?
That's wild.
Yeah, new bands that have, like, a song, you know, and maybe they're playing early in the night on, like, a four-band bill or something. They'll play that big hit first. And then, you know, as more people filter in, they got a 20-minute set, they'll play it again.
So they'll play
four songs.
Yeah.
They'll play their hit, two songs, and then their hit again.
That's all we know.
There it is.
Oh, they're back.
Good night, everyone.
Or good morning.
These are the 10 greatest rock one-hit wonders of all time.
Number nine.
Well, that's a terrible song. Honest to God, like, they're lucky this was a hit.
Some of these songs are very novelty, and I think this one definitely falls into that category. Fountains of Wayne's Stacey's Mom. Who was the chick in this video? Do you remember?
I was going to ask.
I think it was Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Do you think this song would have been a hit without the video?
I think.
So it's Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Maybe.
If memory serves.
Okay. 10 greatest rock one-hit wonders of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number eight.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you.
All right, big ladies, get off the bar. Stop dancing.
Isn't this a big song, though, that people play at the end of the night in bars to get people out of there?
Yes,
they do. I was wrong. It's Rachel Hunter.
Very close, though. They look very similar.
Miles, I'm with you. If there's a lot of bars.
Of course.
Right. This gets played every time.
And I don't
Miles,
mind
I would
it for
know
that
because I'm an adult and I don't stay out that late.
Yeah, I didn't. I just heard
just
about
kidding, man. I hear this song all the time.
I heard about this phenomenon.
It's called Thrills Theme. Let's suddenly ask
unless
him
you,
to leave.
Unless you sleep here, live here, or sleep with someone who lives here.
It basically says, hey, you got 3 minutes and 30 seconds to finish that drink.
Yeah, finish your beer.
10 greatest rock one-hit wonders of all time.
Number seven.
Again, I've heard the song a million times. Do not know the band.
The band is Lit. They had like a minor hit after this too with that video that...
Exactly.
What is her name? Mm-hmm.
See, that's what's funny. People bring up Lit, and I'm like, I know the name Lit. I don't know the song. So I'm glad I finally married these two. Like,
Oh, God, Lit. I'm sorry.
I want to apologize to our listeners.
I thought we were going to have to bleep that one out.
It's just Lit.
Lit. Lit. I see. Understand. Like litigate.
Starts with an L.
Uh-huh.
Lit.
Okay.
All those years.
My bad. I'll stop introing it that way.
And Miles, also, it's Niger.
Oh, man.
It's a country, right? Boy, I have been getting that wrong for years.
Right.
These are the 10 greatest rock one-hit wonders of all time.
Number six.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Let's go north of the border.
See, and that you guys' reaction is perfect. You either love this song or you hate this song. I would fall under the latter. I hated this song.
But this is Vince Neil, right?
He's eating ribs. He did a cameo.
Standing in line for the buffet.
I'm so full. Eat another bite. Boy, it's a bad song.
That was bad. 10 greatest rock one hit wonders of all time.
Number five.
I smell sex and candy here.
Is that Vince Neil too?
Who's that lounging in my chair?
Again, I don't know the artist. Heard it a million times. Don't even mind the tune. Come on, Ted. You're searching your brain. I don't even know what to begin.
Oh my God, you couldn't get. And this was popular on MTV too.
It was massive. It's a huge song. I honestly don't even know where to begin. Because we've covered Lit, we covered Harvey Danger, so I'm guessing it's not them.
What, do you use a Twizzler for a penis ring? What is this song about?
Yes, that's what it is.
You ever done the Pop Rocks thing, Miles?
No, I haven't, but Steve told me about it.
I had a woman offered to me, but honestly, God, she was so ugly. I'm like, no way.
That's how he tells the story.
Right. And it was amazing.
She offered it, and I said no.
She offered him a bag of Pop Rocks.
Right. 10 greatest rock one hit wonders of all time.
Who was it?
Marcy Playground.
Oh. Not telling. Pause. I was going to let you guys just not know.
No idea. Pretty sure this was NSYNC.
I know it's drowning
98
pool.
Degrees.
Drowning pool, right?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're all.
Yeah, so Drowning Pool, this song was huge around 9/11, and it was one of the songs that sort of disappeared at 9/11 because people all felt it was inappropriate to be playing a song that talked about letting the bodies hit the floor.
If it were talking about 9/11, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody told the people in the actual military that.
Oh, God, right.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you see a lot of movies that, like, you're rolling in a convoy, this song's on.
I just want one in my backyard, a drowning pool.
And football teams.
Plus, we had them on Pain in the Grass years ago, and they were awesome.
They crushed it. They might have won.
They were nice dudes. Like, they kind of seemed like scary, but they were awesome.
10 greatest rock one hit wonders on Sit and Spin.
Three, number three.
Addy, you okay? You okay? You okay, Addy?
This is so unfair. I know this is Alien Ant Farm, and I know you had a hit, but your hit was a hit by a guy that did nothing but make hits.
I thought you were going to fend their other song, Movies.
Is that a song?
Yeah. This is unfair. Yeah. They had two hits.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not the only person.
You took a hit, and then you re-recorded a hit, and it turns out people still like the hit.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Guess what? I'm old enough to have had an ant farm growing up.
That's just sad.
Yeah, it is. That was one of my toys for Christmas.
Country road.
Here, take care of some ants.
Give our kids bugs.
In offense, ant farms were super awesome. When
they were. They were.
The big red one is my best friend.
These are the 10 greatest rock one-hit wonders of all time.
Number two.
I just want someone to say.
Well, to be fair, homeboy died. I mean, sir. Like,
yeah,
no. Right.
Honestly, I think Blind Melon definitely would have had more. And you know, this song was not like the rest of the album. The album was very different than the song. I think
it certainly was. And that's the thing I remember. Going, man, this band. I'm telling you, they got a good thing going on. Then it's like Shannon Hoon is dead.
I mean, don't get mad, Steve, but couldn't Faith No More technically fit into this list?
Yes.
I don't get mad about it like that. They had a hit. Epic, they did the greatest band ever, but they had one hit.
Right. 10 greatest rock, one hit wonders of all time. We made it to number one.
In a car of a field.
Also on the list for number 11, Toadie's Possum Kingdom. I remember the song Stars by the band Hum. How about Kix, Don't Close Your Eyes, Miles? That's a new one. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Are you going down to Hammer Jacks on Friday night?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Funny Money's going to play.
You got Aquanet.
Crack the Sky, all the great big Joker Shacky.
Right, Council, thanks so much. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin, by the way.
Thanks, guys.
Tickets on sale now for Live Day, Thursday, November 3rd, Snoqualmie Casino at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What was your traveling adventure story?
Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, yo.
Hola.
All right, so I was on my way to Egypt by way of Nashville and Atlanta. So I went Nashville to Atlanta. I got delayed in Atlanta, and of course, you know, going to have a couple drinks. So I didn't really kind of look at the itinerary again because I was like, I'll end up in Egypt. So this is back during COVID in like 2021. I end up in Amsterdam, miss my connection, go to Paris, and I'm in Paris for a 10-hour layover just drinking Heinekens and, you know, eating baguettes, as you would do. And so I ended up getting to Istanbul, Turkey, and they're like, we will not give you a visa because my PCR test, you know, the COVID test, had elapsed because I had been traveling for over 72 hours.
Ah, right.
And I'm like, yo, so how do I get a new PCR test? And they're like, well, you have to get a visa. And I go, well, you won't give me a visa. I mean, I'll give you the $30 for the visa, and you can stamp my passport, and then I can go get the PCR test. And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, so can I travel? No. And I'm just kind of just shaking my head and, you know, call my wife. I'm like, hey, I don't know what to do.
Does she believe you? And then I call. Hey, baby, I'm trapped in Istanbul. Even if I was, my wife would be like, you're in prison, liar. I don't know what you did, but you're calling me from jail.
I know you're with Tina.
You ain't Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh, yeah. She knows Tina. Old Tina. But so I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, I don't know. Call your boss. So I call my boss. And he's like, I don't know how to help you, man. I'm like, cool. So I end up calling the consulate, the embassy in Turkey. And I'm like, yo, I need help. And this dude comes out of nowhere, and he's like, he texts me, and I'm like, what's up, you know, his name. And he's like, hey, send me your social and your birthday. And I was like, okay. I send him my social, my birthday, my full name, and I became an unofficial ambassador to Turkey for 6 days.
Oh, really? All right. Now, what does that entail?
Can you get away with the crap that another ambassador could? So, in other words, can you get in some high-speed car, run down two pedestrians,
you're almost a diplomat,
vomit on a police officer, and go, like, hey, can't do anything about it?
That diplomatic immunity? Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
What'd you do, run naked through the streets? If there's no laws that can be held against you.
I got to take advantage of it, because it ain't espionage, right, brother. Exactly. I just got naked and hung from a tree for 3 hours.
I robbed the bank.
Right. I'm going skinny dipping in every pool.
Yeah. So what did you end up doing over the 6 days, just checking out Turkey?
Well, so what they did was, like, I looked at the dude who walked me through customs. I was like, yo, let me get this PCR test. Let me get my bags. I was like, take me to the best hotel. I was like, I'm done. I need to, you know, the three S's, you know, S, shower, shave.
Yep.
I was like, I feel gross. I've been sleeping on planes.
And I'm picking up some Turkish whores tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have immunity.
Bro. Well, so I just started, I had me some lamb chops. I had all the beers and whiskey. I was like, yo, dude, And I framed my orders that say that I was an official ambassador to Istanbul for 6 days.
So did you take advantage of the kind of high living, at least for the 6 days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd like a mouth hug from that woman with the mustache in the corner.
Well, her name was Tina, too.
Tina.
Tina's everywhere. Damn, I never would have thought. So
Turkish Tina.
Did you eventually make it to Egypt?
I did, and, like, so my boss and, like, everybody was like, oh, Bruce, quote-unquote, Bruce is on, he's just stuck in Paris. He's just, you know, on vacation. And I'm like, no, dude, y'all don't know what I had to go through to get here. Like,
eating lamb and, like, drinking high-dollar whiskey.
But you said the food was great?
Oh, the food was delicious, yes.
Okay.
And I ended up look, it's a good little tourist trap, but Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt, is a good time.
Let me ask you, what do you do for a living, if you can say, that you had to go to Egypt?
Fly helicopters.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Okay.
I figured you'd have a different travel story, like you almost crashed.
Right, something like that. Man, got to be a diplomat for 6 days. I need is 6 days. Come on, U.S., hook me up.
You always see those cars on the Beltway in D.C. with the diplomat plates.
Oh, my God.
And they are just big-ass Mercedes-Benz, and they're going 120 miles an hour because they can, if they can. If the traffic's not bad, zoom. You're like, what in the... Oh, diplomatic plates.
Sure. I mean, handicapped spots. You name it, dude. I mean, just it's stuff like...
Lawless. It's lawless. It's absolutely lawless.
But look, if there are no laws, wouldn't you act the same way?
Yeah.
Mr. Montgomery, listen, we apologize, but for 6 days, you're going to have to stay in Istanbul. But what we've done is you have diplomatic immunity. Now, they probably regret telling you that, but there's no way.
So you stay in the fine
zone. I am snorting cocaine out of a cop car hood.
Does that mean, like, the government pays for everything, or you...
Yeah, I think you get a per diem, right?
How does that work?
Maybe.
I don't know.
There's levels.
Okay.
Like, now, the local cops aren't going to get you a speeding ticket. I'm pretty sure if you get caught with cocaine, you're still going to be in trouble.
I'm a
diplomat.
That's the last thing we heard Miles say.
I'm a diplomat. They would keep me in jail
till 7 days. That way they could arrest
for
me.
For sure.
Just as a regular person.
For sure, man.
All right, so I guess most, right, it looks like, right, like if you kill somebody or whatever, like a serious crime, they're going
to
keep in the state.
But I'm not here to murder them.
Sounds like if you had your diplomat card in Istanbul and you got popped with cocaine, they'd be like, get the hell out of our country.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. But I'm not getting arrested.
That's all I was trying to do anyway. Just let me leave.
Oh, see, that's the play.
Right. I mean, I want to leave. I will get myself kicked out of this mofo.
You would let me leave.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of. If it was like England and I was a diplomat, I'd be wilding out. But I'm like, I'm in Turkey. I'm going to play it cool.
What would you do in England that you would not do in Turkey?
A lot of things. Mm-hmm. Well, most of Turkey is going to be, it's different religion and different kind of. Like Istanbul, I'm pretty sure it is almost all Muslim now.
I feel you. I feel like
they take things a lot more serious with certain things.
I would tell people I'm
you
on the quest.
You can seriously hate me.
I'm on a quest to find the greatest turkey sandwich in all the land.
They'd be like, we hate you.
What?
Can you just do Coke like
your
buddy?
They might just throw you out just because you're you.
Where's this turkey sandwich?
You didn't even commit a crime.
I want the turkey.
Like, get this.
I want to eat you.
Why does nobody have tequila here?
Right.
I mean, Thur, you're right. I guess what would I do? Like, I'd do the same thing if I was in London. Like, drink pints, maybe walk onto the pitch somewhere.
I'd just walk out naked. I would just walk out naked in the middle of a sporting event.
I call this the Buckingham Palace. Right?
Here's Big Ben right here.
Here's Little Ted. Big Ben.
I'm an American. Here's Big Ben right here.
Dong.
I'm a diplomat, bitch.
Dong.
I didn't even get t-shirts printed to say I'm a diplomat, bitch. You're going to hate me as soon as I walk in.
Suck it.
Let me see the king.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Steve, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober, Steve. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you're going to encounter one in the wild. Do you pick a bear, a mountain lion, a bison, or 50 squirrels?
Okay, I'm going to take the squirrels and hear me out. My tactic is going to be I'm going to stop, drop, and roll. I'm going to be crushing me some squirrels left, right, and center.
I thought about that myself. Just doing like a belly flop on 20 of them.
Steve, are you a big guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
Maybe it works out.
I would take out quite a few. Like I said, just my weight alone would be crushing squirrels left, right, and center.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I keep imagining.
Like a road paper. Yeah. Sure.
All right, Steve.
Exactly.
Here's your question. What Christmas movie was partially inspired by an unpublished story called Flick's Tongue?
Oh, that's a giant hint.
Mm-hmm.
Say again? Flick?
What Christmas movie was partially inspired by an unpublished story called Flick's Tongue?
Hmm.
Is the answer all in the question there?
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's actually the name of the story that inspired that movie. It all kind of makes sense.
And it's a Christmas movie?
Yes, sir.
It's a story that inspired this Christmas movie.
But I didn't get the last part. Flick's tongue?
Flick's tongue. Yeah, like the muscle in your mouth. Flick's tongue.
Great story.
I'd have to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What do tongues have to do with Rudolph?
That was
depends
Herbie.
On what you're into.
That was Herbie's tongue, and they edited that part out for children.
That's why they won't let him play reindeer games.
Herbie, get your mouth away. That would be a Christmas story. So when the kid gets his tongue stuck to the pole.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right. The kid's name is Flick.
Yeah, that's the hint. All right.
I haven't seen it in about 30 years.
All right, your question. The Last Supper mural originally included which body part of Christ that has since been removed? No, Mike. I'll give you a hint. Rex Ryan would be greatly disappointed.
His feet?
There you go. Nice work. Nice work. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Brian.
Oh.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Brian, sober, not sober?
I am sober currently.
Welcome to Big Dummy there, Dummy Brian. Encounter one in the wild in our men's room poll. Will you take the bear, the mountain lion, the bison, or 50 squirrels?
Ironically, I'll be hunting tomorrow, so
I got to go with squirrels, man. I'm picking them bad dogs out.
Okay, squirrels it is. Hopefully that's all you run into out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
snap them like a whip, man.
What are you hunting for tomorrow?
People. Well, honestly, there's about a 200-plus-pound cougar on this property I'm hunting, so that attacked the people's horses. So I'm deer hunting, but if I see him, and I might have to shoot him, too.
How many horses has this cougar attacked?
Well, just the one so far, but it's put a pretty good gouges on the hindquarter, but it's pretty scary looking.
Well, yeah. Hopefully you see him before he sees you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's generally the idea. All right, here's a question.
One horse too many.
By the way, the Jacob sheep, it's a sheep that has four horns.
Oh.
And apparently it looks pretty awesome is the quote from
it's horny.
Yeah, very horny.
Would you like to touch one of my horns? I am Jacob. How about the one under my belly?
All right.
My special horn? All right. You can blow the special horn. Also, I've always been Team Jacob.
Edward's a bitch.
Would that be a pornicorn?
Ooh, a pornicorn. I like it. All right, your question. What is the only royal palace in the United States? Where is the only royal palace in the United States?
Ooh. I got to go the Kingdom of Disney.
In West Virginia?
I'm going to say it's down in Vegas, Caesar's Palace.
No, it's Florida.
No, this is an actual royal palace, not a replica of a royal palace.
It's who?
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
I always forget your estate. Mm-hmm. That's basically what that means.
Sorry.
I mean, basically.
Oh, I'm trying. If you go there, the lower 48 what? Oh, God, right. Yeah. All right. Here's your question. Will Byers is the name of the child character that disappears at the beginning of what TV series?
Oh, she's killing me. Beginning of a TV series?
Mm-hmm.
Is this recent?
Yeah, I want to say it's on Netflix.
Oh, God, I don't watch TV.
That makes this problematic. Very popular show.
It does.
People of all ages seem to like it.
Ooh, Stranger Things. I don't know.
There we go. Nice job.
There you go, man.
One more. Big dummy. All right, let's do one.
Update. Yeah, that Jacob sheep. He's a serious looking sheep.
Let me. You all right, man?
No. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The big guy.
The British version of a domestic sheep.
His face says, F around and find out.
Do I hit you with my top horns and my side horns? You don't know.
What about the Palace of Gold in Moundsville, West Virginia? That doesn't count.
I don't know why West Virginia got overlooked.
I don't either.
I was thinking about that lady that built their Versailles down in Florida. Versailles?
Oh, yeah.
But you're saying, but the question is an actual royal palace.
Yeah. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Allison, are you sober or not sober?
Team not sober.
All right, Allison, welcome to Big Dummy. Thank you for being the final contestant. Okay, men's room poll. You get to encounter what in the wild? Will it be a bear, mountain lion, bison, or 50 squirrels?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. After listening to BJ and Migs this morning, definitely not a bison.
They do a whole show on bison this morning?
I know.
Did they?
There's
you guys always talk about the same stuff.
They played a recording of a lady getting hit by one on a mountain or something.
Yeah.
But I'd probably go with 50 squirrels. I probably have a better chance at either running or something.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with squirrels.
All right.
Do you have big boobs? If you have big boobs, basically you have 6 weapons at your disposal.
I do have upper appendages that are great, so yeah.
You can start clubbing them with your boobs. Just take them out.
Mm-hmm. I believe her, because she didn't say big boobs. She said, I have upper appendages that are great.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if you start swinging your boobs, you'll be fighting 50 squirrels in one thrill.
Hey, I'm down.
Cool. I'm joining the squirrel army, Ted.
I'm joining the squirrel army, too. Now I'm on their side. Oh, no. Beat me.
All right, Allison, here's your question. Multiple choice. Pilsner, lager, ale, or stout? Which word literally translates to warehouse in German?
Can you repeat the options again?
I sure can. Pilsner, lager, ale, or stout?
I'm going to go with ale.
What a stupid
answer.
Say
lager.
It doesn't back lager.
saying it. I'm a bar manager. That's sad.
Oh, Allison.
Hey, I just drank the beer, okay?
Yeah, I'm right there with it.
You put Men's Room Original Ale on tap?
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to find the vendor to get it to me.
We'd appreciate that.
Where's your bar?
Silverdale, Washington.
All right, hook her up, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. Just go to any bar and
ask for Allison.
Oh, Hops and Drops. Oh, yeah. I've been to those.
Tell her you're a squirrel, so beat you with her breast. All right.
I mean, I'm kind of fired up. She's got big boobs, doesn't appear to be too smart, and works in a bar.
Wheelhouse.
Oh. You checked all the boxes, Allison.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. What is the capital of the Netherlands?
Oh, my gosh.
People go here all the time. And not for the sights.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm in Helsinki.
Amsterdam.
Helsinki, I believe, is in Finland.
That is correct.
Come on, Allison.
I know. I'm checking the boxes.
All right, Allison.
And she doesn't know Europe.
Your question. What brand of melty cheese was invented in 1918?
Velveeta?
All right.
Oh,
Don't say it like it's fancy.
Know your government cheese.
Velveeta. It does not change what it is.
Velveeta.
Velveeta.
It has its place.
Oh, hey, it's Velveeta.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Hard to be made. It's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and we have to thank listener Sean Berg for shooting this one our way. Today we toast Peruna. Ted, who's Peruna?
Peruna is a dog.
That is the Shetland pony that is the mascot for
SMU.
Yes, indeed.
You
Southern
really knew that.
Methodist University. Yeah,
well, there's only one Pony Express.
Yep, there you go.
Wow.
Well, last Friday, the SMU Mustangs, they played Navy in a game of football. SMU won the game 40-34, but not without a fierce 20-point third-quarter comeback. It's like they were playing the Ravens. The comeback got started. Sorry, man. They're my team, but goddamn, tighten up, fellas. But the comeback got started when SMU quarterback one Tanner Mordecai. He ran for a 60-yard touchdown early in the third quarter. Well, that's when our honoree, one Peruna, was trotted onto the field to run across in celebration, because that's what they do when they score a touchdown at MSU. Well, Peruna is a pony. She can't hold it against him for, pooping around the 40-yard line and then leaving a trail of turds. But you can blame the field crew for not being prepared to clean Peruna's river pickles off of the artificial turf, which makes it so much better to me. The game had to be delayed for almost 15 minutes while they figured out what to do with the turds. Now, think about this, Ted. You're a handler for Peruna. She has pooped on artificial turf at the 40-yard line. You don't have a pooper scooper. It takes you 15 minutes. What do you do to improvise?
Get a shovel?
Nope. They improvised by using paper cups as pooper scoopers, and when they finally scooped up all the poop, think about it, this is pony poop.
How can you have a pony and not have a way to clean up the poop?
That was my question. If you have a live animal mascot, things go wrong. They are animals. A bunch of people are screaming. Anyway, they did not have pooper scoopers. I guarantee you they will for the rest of that college's existence. But by using paper cups, they managed to scoop up the poop off, again, the artificial turf, which means it was still there, and resume the game after 15 minutes. Think about it.
Yeah, I was like, I can't imagine being on a field and you put your hand in poop.
Yeah, exactly. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Hard to be made it. It's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and we have to thank listener Sean Berg for shooting this one our way. Today we toast Peruna. Ted, who's Peruna?
Peruna is a dog.
That is the Shetland pony that is the mascot for
SMU.
Yes, indeed.
You
Southern
really knew that.
Methodist University.
Yeah, well, there's only one Pony Express.
Yep, there you go.
Wow.
Well, last Friday, the SMU Mustangs, they played Navy in a game of football. SMU won the game 40-34, but not without a fierce 20-point third-quarter comeback. It's like they were playing the Ravens. The comeback got started. Sorry, man, they're my team, but goddamn, tighten up, fellas. But the comeback got started when SMU quarterback one Tanner Mordecai. He ran for a 60-yard touchdown early in the third quarter. Well, that's when our honoree, one Peruna, was trotted onto the field to run across in celebration, because that's what they do when they score a touchdown at MSU. Well, Peruna is a pony, so you can't hold it against him for, pooping around the 40-yard line and then leaving a trail of turds. But you can blame the field crew for not being prepared to clean Peruna's river pickles off of the artificial turf, which makes it so much better to me. The game had to be delayed for almost 15 minutes while they figured out what to do with the turds. Now, think about this, Ted. You're a handler for Peruna. She has pooped on artificial turf at the 40-yard line. You don't have a pooper scooper. It takes you 15 minutes. What do you do to improvise?
Get a shovel?
Nope. They improvised by using paper cups as pooper scoopers, and when they finally scooped up all the poop, think about it, this is pony poop.
How can you have a pony and not have a way to clean up the poop?
That was my question. If you have a live animal mascot, things go wrong. They are animals. A bunch of people are screaming. Anyway, They did not have pooper scoopers. I guarantee you they will for the rest of that college's existence. But by using paper cups, they managed to scoop up the poop off, again, the artificial turf, which means it was still there, and resume the game after 15 minutes. Think about it.
Yeah, Jesus. I was like, I can't imagine being on a field and you put your hand in poop.
Yeah, exactly. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.